Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for March 17, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and while I don't have any Irish music to play, I am drunk. Today's episode features six new songs from TKJingles.com, songs about Fiat's bling and Thursdays. We have a featured segment about the awful advertising copy. We will feature an homage to Mike and Burke from Fix, and the much-anticipated continuation of The Shadow, Murder at the Schmitz, Part 2. And if we have time, we'll throw in a mailbag.
It's Bob Ryan, he's picking games again. He's ranting about a 9 over an 8, please no more. And here's Phil's mom another year. She's on ha 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 ha. She just said Baylor. Oh, I'd rather hear some hockey talk or interviews with former jocks. I don't care who's taking chalk. Here we go, here we go, here we go again. Oh, here we go again. I guess it's March, guess it's March, guess it's March again. I guess it's March again. Oh, I guess it's March again.
Whew, yes, it is March again on the Tony Kornheiser Show, which means it is bracket time. Now, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, where there isn't really a dominant college sports team, other than maybe Ohio State, so I really had no interest in college sports until I went to college. So to me, college basketball, March Madness, it's a novelty that is somewhat interesting the first weekend, and then I really don't care. So the bracket time is just dead air for me, and especially on Tony's show, which I don't really listen to for the sports anyway. I think it took me years to realize why I enjoyed that show so much, as opposed to, say, Mike and Mike or The Herd or something like that. But I long for April when we get back to talk about Tony's laundry and news stories and whatever other assorted nonsense we have on that show. So quick update on TK Jingles Live, Even Liver. Things are going well in terms of planning, working directly with Nigel now, trying to find a venue. We're still committed to June 25th. I'm excited to see that we have littles traveling in now from Canada, Mexico, and Germany. So I hope that continues to grow as we get closer to the date. People lock this in. We're trying to just make sure that we get the right size venue for the right amount of people that we have coming. Anybody who wants to come is welcome to come. Of course, I encourage you to purchase a shirt or back this project at tkjingles.com/store or tkjingles.com/Kickstarter and be a part of this whole thing, get a souvenir, and help this project and this whole ridiculous enterprise continue along. But really, I mean, anybody can come. We're going to make sure that anybody who wants to get in can be let in, as long as the fire inspector doesn't throw us out or whatever. So anyway... because it's bracket week, there's very little in terms of new material, but there are some great new songs I wanted to play up front. Six new songs. Several of these are from last week, from after the podcast. So let's just get right to it here. We have the number one jingle of the week, Oy Vey, by Anita, Jason, and KJ. Just a wonderful, wonderful song, a Lumineers parody. KJ with a lovely rendition of I Can't Make This Stuff Up. This is just such a classic jingle style about Tony and the nonsense that he says. Steffi and Joe Arrow collaborating with a Thursday show classic, What's Your Show for Thursday? Jeff from Japan collaborating with Jenny Sexton on Listen to the Show, a wonderful performance. And then KJ and I apparently had the same idea. Well, we had an idea for the same song about two very different topics. So we will play KJ's version and then we will politely interrupt it for a steamy, sweaty break for the same song. And then we will close this opening segment with a tune from Brad Weiss from the end of last week to Drake. And Brad Weiss is becoming the master of the contemporary jingle with all these pop tunes. So we have Hotline Bling by Brad Weiss to close out the opening segment.
Oi! Hey! No more snow is coming down. Still I stay at the Mayflower. There they treat me like a king. A subway on the mezzanine. Not like living up in Queens. A club level double bed. I could live there till I'm dead. Just surround me with good drugs. It's where I hold my funeral. Get the rascals to sing. I don't like to fly, I don't like to drive, might as well die. I don't like to fly, I don't like to drive, waiting to Jingles Lover is coming up. I've considered showing up, but if it's no one, love would mind. Hey, I like them, but not that much. I can't be seen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Why so many Petcos and skating rinks? I don't like to fly, I don't drive at night, I wanna ride. I don't like to fly, I don't drive at night, I need a ride.
Turn down a room without a room. Hope Sorkin's hungry, but he'll never show. Please hold his hand. He's too scared to fly, but wants to spend his dough on a G5. On a G5. And I can make this stuff up if I try.
Monday's the NFL. Tuesday you can go to them as well. Wednesday take some calls or emails from St. Paul, or have a guest. But what comes next? What's your show for Thursday? What will you come up with then? When the sports tank runs on empty, what you gonna say, friend? You know the sports gods hate you when you say elsewhere in the NHL today. Pray for news to break, and if we're stuck, there's always Deflategate. I cannot wait. So here's our show for Thursday. Soccer, curling, and croquet. Men's lacrosse and some field hockey. Chimps in suits on Friday.
Coming here, but you still have no clue. Another fine newscast ruined by you.
Listen to the show
before doing the news. Listen to the show.
just once.
A certain extent of driver courtesy. Now it seems the models, I can do what I please. What makes you think you can put that thing here face and ease? Your jersey plates don't negate, they only further enrage an otherwise calm man like me. What you doing? Get that Fiat off the road right away. Ooh, the more I look at you, the harder I get, yeah. And we both know I couldn't beat up a frog, but you're lucky my dog's not an ape.
Blah, 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 blah.
A restaurant where bros go when they want some fun, hanging out with rabbis and priests but no nuns. You could say it's something that I had to see, and so I go without my clothes. My food smells real good, but everything on my plate has a sheen. Maybe I just want to take a schvitz with my bros eating steak. Ooh, the more I talk about, the stranger it sounds, yeah. Now that I've said it aloud, I'm having some doubts about this place. I will schvitz with my bros every every day. I'll schvitz with my bros every day. I'll schvitz with my bros every day.
Please don't call me on your. Oh, please don't, no, please don't. No. Please don't call me on your cell phone. Each week when you're on my show, please don't call me on that dead phone. Don't you know we're on the radio? The quintessential rider rings. We can hardly hear that thing. The quintessential rider rings. But are we really sure that's him? Every time we talk, I wonder whose interest could be so diversified. And I took his family on a trip to Iceland. Gonna take you to that desert island. And every time we talk, I wonder if you prefer Bill Russell's game to Bobby Orr's. You will slurp the Celtics or the Sox more. Drinking wine I've never even drank before. Please don't call me on that cell phone. Each week when you call my show, please don't call me on that dead phone. And don't you know we're on the radio?
Ah, yes, the wonderful Brad Weiss with Hotline Bling. So now I wanted to play one of those classic clip segments. Last week, around this time, Tony was reading the new ad copy for Jim Coleman, and it's a car dealership where they're selling lots of cars, and he went on what was probably supposed to be a 30 to 60 second read on like a 2 minute rant about how bad the copy was. So we're going to play that clip, and then Robert Berg, Steve Lipton, and I were all inspired to write a jingle about that particular moment of the show, and so we'll follow up this clip with those three songs.
All right, am I reading?
Yes, you are. Very exciting.
Hi, everyone. It's Mr. Tony. Where can you go to get the best deals on the best cars? Jim Coleman Automotive. I've been buying my cars from those guys for a long time, and they've always taken care of me. The Jim Coleman Automotive family has been serving the D.C. area for over five decades, so these guys really know what they're doing. See, it went from those guys in the previous sentence to these guys. These guys really know what they're doing. It should be those or these. both the same. They should match up. That's writing, Holmes. That's writing. And right now, with all of their great deals, it's a perfect time to buy a new car. They have so much to choose from. They actually should say they have so many to choose from, yeah. Not
correct.
Much.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say that.
They have so many to choose from, that, and it says that you're going to find something you like. It's just.
I'd like to point out this actually wasn't written by me.
I know. Who wrote it?
I'm not sure.
You know what? It's low energy.
I think it was.
Yes. It's low energy.
I think it was 50 chimps with 50 typewriters.
Here's what they've got. Jaguar, Range Rover, those are big deal cars. Honda, accessible car. Cadillac, Infiniti. Almost big deal cars, not on the range of Jaguar and Range Rover. Toyota, accessible cars. Scion, aimed at kids. Kia, aimed at kids. So you're covered.
Everything, whole family.
And hamsters.
Covered. You're covered.
Yes, hamsters and
hamsters.
The Kias, you're right.
Are they hamsters or are they like
guinea
gerbils?
Pigs? They might be guinea pigs.
They're not guinea pigs. They're either hamsters or gerbils. Okay.
They're weird looking. In the Kia Soul, when they wear those hats.
Yeah.
They wear the little hoodies.
It's really weird.
Very
odd. Not only do you get a great car, you also get Jim Coleman's award-winning service. So what are you waiting for? And then this sentence, fire up your own personal Google machine. That's just, no. You don't fire up your own personal Google machine.
If you're lucky enough to have a Google machine, this is what you do.
Right.
You check it all out for yourself at jimcolemanauto.com. Once again, that website, jimcolemanauto.com. When they say in the actual copy, check it all out for yourself at jimcolemanauto.com today, it makes it sound like you have to type in today. Yeah. Check it out today at jimcolemanauto.com. Who wrote
this? Well edited.
This is terrible.
I don't think it was the monkeys. I think it was the backup monkeys.
I just know it wasn't me.
It's badly written. Send the person in here who wrote it, and I will help him or her to get it better.
Didn't want to tell you, this is actually Aaron Sorkin pieces together. No way.
This truck is mine. Word choice is right. If it's proximal in space or time, I'm telling you just how to wield. Prepositional phrase with proficient skill. Shamon, shamon. Proofread, revise. I'm giving you on a count of three. I must improve dramatically. Read them aloud. How does it sound? Does it trip the tongue? Does it mush the mouth? Well, it's probably fine for Sheehan and Andy Poley, too.
Andy Poley.
From a friend I went to Hartford, this dribble I eschew.
This copy's bad, it's bad.
Shamon.
Syntax is bad, it's bad. You know it.
Poor may be more specific, but contrary to popular opinion, bad is an acceptable synonym.
Jim Coleman has to answer right now just to tell us once again.
How is it you put the worst words into an English major's mouth? You have all the best words. Use the best words and put them in the right order.
I think we're gonna need some new weasels, 'cause the ones we've got can't write. And I'm no longer under any illusion that they try. I'm available if they want lessons on using plural pronouns right, and how it's really confusing putting words after the website. I'm looking for some decent copy. What I've got here is horrifying. I find myself trying to edit in real time. It's time for some education, even if it takes all night. If your job is writing copy, learn to write.
One job, not hard. Get yourself together and do it right.
Here, corner.
Get them on the phone.
Not hard.
Nigel, keep them on
get
the phone.
Get yourself together and do it right.
That's pretty much.
yourself together and do it right.
It's one job, Mom.
Get yourself together.
Three jingles entered the ring of death, only two survived. So we had Robert Berg, myself, and Steve Lipton. Two of those songs made Tony's show, and one did not. I should have known better than to go up against the quick turn master, Steve Lipton, and the master of grammar and the English language, the human thesaurus, Robert Berg. So I did make the show, though, last week with a compilation, or a collaboration, I should say, with Mike and Burke on a Buffalo Springfield song. And the song, I thought was, it took me like 5 minutes to do, just because that's a really repetitive song, and it's one I know well. And it really just, I felt like I mailed it in. I didn't really think it was anything special about it, but it got a lot of praise, particularly from Fix. And as it was unfolding in real time, I was seeing a lot of traction on the message boards, and Twitter Fix. Was giving high praise to Mike and Burke. Now, when I actually went and listened to the show, the praise was good. He just said, like, you know, it's really great and everything, but it wasn't quite as wonderful as I expected. So I took some creative liberties with some clips from that show and spliced them together for this homage to Mike from Burke in the voice of Fix.
And the first jingle we're going to play, and it's a song written by Mike from Burke, Virginia, who hates me.
He's cool. I want to hang with him.
Does everyone remember how I was featured last September every week with Tony? Time that I could have spent writing, instead I was delighting all the plebs, the little plebs. So imagine how it hurt me to find out that Mike from Burke, PA, calls me the IFFC. And though he hates me, I still love him so. I do my best to interrupt a lot and always agree with tone. I'm holding a candle for Mike from Burke, and though he hates me, I still love him so. I know he hates me, but I love him so.
Can't you almost taste those delicious tears? So, my lovely homage to Mike from Burke there. And it is super awkward to get that kind of praise from somebody who has expressed displeasure at the way that he is referenced on this podcast or on the message boards or wherever else. So, okay. But as I've said many times, a lot of folks, you know, my own personal cheese boy tries to stir up shit quite often with certain people that shall not be named. And a lot of other folks have taken in on that trend, just randomly referencing him on Twitter and including me in the conversation. And I got to say, if you're going to try to stir up some more battles there, I've been put on notice. I'm not getting involved in noticing the editing, everything that happens in the show. If you tweet me with something negative, all I've got is only positive vibes, folks. Only positive vibes for Fix. And now, a much hyped and very underwhelming sequel to a feature that seven people wanted and two people didn't. This is the continuation of The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz. I hope you like it. It took way longer than it should have. Enjoy.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The mysterious Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Previously on The Shadow, our hero arrived at the Schwitz Spa and Steakhouse for a relaxing steam and a fine meal. In just a moment, The Shadow will continue that exciting adventure. But first, I'd like to tell you about our good friends at Illegal Seafood. Sure, you've seen their ads in the evening edition of your local paper, but did you know that now they sell whale oil? That's right, 100% pure, delicious whale oil. Put it in your coffee, clean your floors, polish your radio. Ask your local grocer to stock illegal whale oil. Illegal whale oil, it's not just for lamps anymore. And now, Murder at the Schwitz, Part 2!
Follow me, Mr. Cranston. The locker rooms are this way.
Of course, good sir.
Call me Shmuel.
Oh, okay, Shmuel. Say, Shmuel, what is that intoxicating smell?
Not sure. Could be the grill, could be the cigars, but probably it's the mildew.
Oh, I see.
Okay, here we are. Grab a towel from that pile, you're all set.
Oh, thank you. I sure am hungry.
The dining room's over near the jacuzzi.
Hello, Mr. Steinstein.
That's Steinstein.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Mr. Steinstein. I'm almost through with my inspection.
Oh, wonderful, Health Inspector. I hope everything was to your liking.
Of course, as it always is. I can't say I agree with your choice to have your staff clean the dishes while they shower. But otherwise, things seem in order.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Mr. Cranston, I leave you to it.
Thank you, Shmuel. So, Health Inspector, you're looking naked?
First timer.
Yes, I take it you've been here before?
Yes, I've been coming to the Schwitz for years. Where else can you get a cigar and a steak without some broad getting in the way? You know?
Oh, hello, Margot.
Hey there, Lamont. I was so bored in the car, so I thought I'd just show myself in through this window here.
Heck, dame's got a dame. Am I right, buddy?
Yes, dames certainly do have to dame, Health Inspector. Excuse me for a moment. I'm going to go disrobe. Margot, follow me. All right, Margot, help me get these pants off.
Sure thing, Lamont.
Oh, yes, Margot, that will do. Thank you. Margot, did you hear something?
Oh, my goodness, what was that?
I don't know, Margot. Let's go find out. Oh, no, Margot, the health inspector. Check his pulse.
Sure thing, Lamont. Looks like he's dead.
Oh, no, Margot. A man's been murdered, and someone's responsible.
Lamont, what should we do?
I think it's time the Shadow paid a visit to the dining room.
Why, Lamont? You think the murderer's in there?
No, Margot. The Shadow is hungry. Join us next time for the startling conclusion of The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz, where we'll answer such important questions as, who killed the health inspector? Did the Shadow remember to pack his own wine? And most importantly, does he like Cubans? Thank you for listening to this exciting episode of The Shadow.
Well, there you go. What was meant to be a one-off stupid joke has now become a serial and a repeat segment on the TK Jingles podcast, The Shadow. The epic conclusion of that storyline will be featured sometime in the next month or so. I hope you enjoyed that. With help from Brad Weiss and Steve Lipton, thank you so much for making that nightmare become a reality. So in the mailbag, two items I wanted to share here. First of all, lots of excitement about TK Jingles Live, Even Liver. I'm really excited for that event this summer. Working with Nigel to try to find the right place for it. Hopefully we can make that all work, and I'll see all of you there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But first, an iTunes review. It was two words, and it really just made my day. It made me really laugh. The review of the TK Jingles podcast said, Jesus wept. That's wonderful. Perfect, and fits well with Tony and things that we've heard on his show before, obviously. And then I got a question on Twitter a few days ago asking what some of my favorite jingles were. So I thought that I would end this week's episode of the podcast with a few favorite jingles from the past 24 to 36 months. Hope you enjoy this. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week with another exciting episode of the TK Jingles podcast.
You know I'm not that nice. I don't like anybody, even those who pay me money. I hate them too. Oh, and I'm holding grudges with such disdain.
There's a place on the air for a cranky old man with his multiple jobs and his medical plans. He's got no hair on his head and a cough in his throat, and he doesn't like riding on airplanes or boats. Now he's out in pursuit of a doctorate sash. You can always be sure he'll come back for more cash. And the littles all call him a cranky old man.
For all of you f***ing idiots.
Tony's up at 4 in the morning, can't fall back asleep, so he turns on the news. Stumbles to the breakfast table, toasts himself a bagel and pours some juice. Then he drives up to Maryland, does a show, then comes home again. Then he's back out on Connecticut, to and from ESPN, then his day is done. And if you found that interesting, what the hell is wrong with you? Tony loves little sliced apples, and Raju isn't a total asshole all the time. Tony never worked at PTI, the Washington Post, Newsday, or the New York Times.
Chimps grow up to be monkeys. He wants Kevin to say it's gonna be sunny. He might not be here this coming Monday. His vision is shaky, his memory's hazy, but we still love this show.
You ain't gonna go to your party or wedding, as Carville tell you who you should be betting. He's not too sharp when it comes to his phone. His kids just wanna put him in a home. His dome, it glistens, but we still listen, cause the littles all love this show. In spite of himself, he gets paid to yak on the radio.
Against all odds,
he's on TV too. He's gonna read your emails, notes, and faxes, and make sure that you wear white when he is through.
I dreamed a dream of mail gone by, with shad haikus and songs from Jerry. When trips would start from PTI, and Junior got a little sweary. When we were young and unafraid of sinkholes, meteors, or bridges, there was no podcast delay, just OPN and Cheddar Vision. But then Nigel comes at night with a laugh as soft as thunder, as he picks up near the point, as he turns our dreams to shame. TK spends most months by our side, begging for free stuff and kvetching. He took us littles in his stride, but he was gone when summer came. But still I dream he'll read to me my emails, faxes, and my notes. But there are dreams that cannot be, even for all of you. I had a dream this mail would be so different from this crap I'm hearing, so different now than what it seems.